Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center and a member of the Swine Innovation Pork Coordinated African Swine Fever Research Working Group. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
As part of its monthly e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center's April Global Swine Disease Monitoring Report updates the latest developments with regards to African swine fever. What have been the key developments over the past month or so?
Well, you know, Bruce, I think for North America, one of the most important developments has been the change in strategy of handling ASF in the Dominican Republic. The Dominican Republic government has modified their regulations and set mandatory sampling, for example, every 21 days, but they're managing that program themselves, and USDA is down there right now in very much of a support mode rather than a mode of direction or a mode of infusion. They're in a support mode and watching to see what the DR, listening to the DR, government and producers with how they can help. And it's a little bit different strategy than we started with in that the initial push was to eradicate ASF as quickly as possible from the island. And that strategy's changed now to one more toward the management side. So I think that's probably one of the biggest changes in ASF management that we've had, especially affecting us here in North America.
What have been the key factors prompting this change in strategy and why?
Well, I think the key factors have been that the Dominican Republic producers and their government are still working out their strategies of how to handle ASF. The USDA offered everything they could do to help, including a new diagnostic lab in the Dominican Republic, so the samples and the testing could be done right there on island and not have to be shipped to Plum Island for confirmation. That's a big step, and that's a big step in helping to support their program. But right now, it's between the producers on the island in the Dominican Republic, as well as the government, to develop their own strategy of how they want to handle this virus. And information from the USDA is that they are there to help in any way they can, but they really are not leading this. They are supplementing the effort. In addition, you have to recognize that African swine fever is in Haiti, and the issues in Haiti are very deep and very severe. And African swine fever and its management and control in Haiti is probably one of the lower things on the ladder of things to be concerned about in that country right now. And so that leads to the realization that that virus in those pigs, especially in that country, will likely be there for quite a while.
What are we seeing in terms of the spread both in the Caribbean and in the rest of the world, and what are the potential implications?
Yeah, well, the other big news then is the resurgence of African swine fever in China. China went through that first wave in 2018 when it started, and it worked through and for multiple years in China to take out a good portion of its swine herd. The Chinese producers and the Chinese government are trying to support repopulation of their breeding herds. And that introduces, again, susceptible animals into the country. Even though there are a variety of different vaccines that may be used in China, that are may be used in China, those vaccines sometimes are not the safest and most effective. And so that helps give an underlying issue of hiding virus rather than finding it. The vaccines may tamp it down enough that it isn't obvious, but it's still there. And so there is a resurgence in the high high hog areas, the high pig areas of China that China is trying to deal with now.
What does this resurgence in China suggest in terms of the potential to ultimately gain control of this infection? And what are the factors there?
Well, of course, that's all to be determined in gaining control of the infection. But I think one of the biggest issues there and one of the biggest things that has to be worked through is this of different African swine fever vaccines that are being used. Different deletions, different combinations, different formulas for vaccine provide a variety and an array of genetic material in the countryside that may tamp down that virus and may make it more difficult to ultimately control it. It's still yet to be determined, but it certainly looks like it's going to be a long haul to try to get control of that virus in that country.
What should North American pork producers and pork sector stakeholders be focused on at this point?
Yeah, you know, every time that that question is asked, I have the same answer. The thing that producers need to be focused on is their biosecurity on their farms and in their systems. There are government, federal and provincial and state governments that look at the borders and try to help with movement and try to keep the virus out of the countries. And that's needed and that's a great thing. But they can't do it. They can't be ultimately successful by themselves. This is a state-federal industry partnership. And that means the industry has to step up with its piece of that partnership. And that's biosecurity on the farms. Looking at all of the different areas that your farm may have some international contact in, to international contacts to areas of the world that have African swine fever. So international contacts is not just international visitors, but maybe your workers, maybe the things that they bring onto the farm for lunch, the feed contacts and the feed components that you have coming onto your farm. Those are all things. Look for international contacts and put into place the biosecurity procedures needed to block the any entry of virus into your farm and into your pigs.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think that African swine fever is another example of a very long-term issue that we have to address. In 2018, when it got into China, it was termed, this is going to be a marathon. It's not going to be a sprint. It's not going to be a race that you're going to get over quickly. And we see that in China. We see that in the Dominican Republic, in Haiti, in multiple places in the world. And we have to stay vigilant. We have to stay focused on the things that we need to do in order to keep that virus out of North America.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce. My pleasure.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center and a member of the Swine Innovation Pork Coordinated African Swine Fever Research Working Group. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.